good afternoon. This is the Midday News for today, Tuesday, March 26, 2024. I am Richie Ferrell in the headlines. Pastor Matthew Ogiest asks Dominica's judiciary to embrace justice when executing their duties and referenced the collapse of Haiti's society and governance in the absence of morality and justice. Commerce Minister Emma Hippolyte led a public and private sector St. Lucia delegation to the 8th Inter-American Dialogue of MSME Authorities and Conference on International Market Opportunities for MSMEs. And rescuers in Baltimore, Maryland are searching for six persons who are still missing after a container cargo ship hit and destroyed the much-traveled Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore early Tuesday morning. The news brought to you with the very kind compliments of Courts Dominica Limited. We'll be back with more details.
As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station, Q95DA.com. Right on Q.
The annual frame event at Quartz Optical, so don't miss out. Get up to 80% off your favorite frames. Call 448-7655 to book your free eye examination or book online at quartzoptical.com. Get that frame today and pay later. It's the annual frame event only at Quartz Optical. Value you can see. Conditions apply.
Welcome back. Pastor Matthew Ogiest is championing the judiciary in Dominica to embrace a genuine sense of justice when executing their duties. He referenced the current collapse of Haiti's society and government structure due to the absence of morality and justice in that country. Pastor Ogiest warns Dominicans in positions of leadership to reflect on their current actions and adopt a more transparent and fair approach to carrying out their constitutional duties.
The whole concept of justice and just where we are relating to our development as a nation. And we do have examples around us for us to think about. And we have Haiti, for example, who's, you know, not too very far away from us. And our history seemed to be similar in a certain extent. And the situation in Haiti has deteriorated in almost every aspect of society. And it's something that we need to stop and pause for a moment and to think and make some decision as to where we're going, what we're doing, what we would like to see as it relates to our nation. Because, you know, we have to always stop and take stock when we see things happening that are either bad or good around us so that we can either develop or that we can change. And it's very, very important for us. And so the question of justice has been on our minds. And as we've been looking at those, and I've asked several questions in relation to this. And I am concerned when I think about justice, I am concerned that we could be dealing with a situation that is disproportionate, a situation that is possibly biased, unequal, situation that may be partial, and you know, whatever adjective that you would want to describe the whole concept of justice around us is something that you want to stop and you want to think about, because you want to ensure that whatever defines the justice that you're a part of is not something that weighs you down in such a way that you're not able to survive.
Pastor Matthew Ogiest, president of the Dominica Freedom Party, Johnson Boston, questions the negotiation strategies of Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit with his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping. Mr. Boston highlighted certain projects which were awarded to Chinese firms and workers rather than to Dominican contractors. He said that occurrence is too consistent to be coincidental.
And you're correct, the Chinese have benefited more from us, and that is their interest. I mean, imagine you have 9 schools to build. We've had Dominicans who have built schools before. We have the example of a number of schools around the island. I can quickly just mention the school above the airport in Kingsville, built by Dominicans. I mean, we had the late Donny Boyd. He's no longer around, but he also worked on the Barbados airport. We had Maurice Charles, a Dominican, who lives here, but he's in the brother. Very high-standard, high-grade hotels in Anguilla. So we have had a history of our people doing things in Dominica, also in the region. All of a sudden, under this government, our people have become so inferior, they can't do things. So you have 9 schools to build, and you give it all 9 to the Chinese, not even 1 or 2 Dominican builders and so on.
President of the Dominica Freedom Party, Johnson Boston. Dominican neighboring countries in the region are poised to reap rewards from the freshly unveiled Regional Environmental Monitoring Data Portal, courtesy of the OECS Commission. Chamberlain Emmanuel, head of the Environmental and Sustainability Division at the OECS Commission, has underscored a stark reality. The world is currently off course in meeting the Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs, by the designated deadline of 2030. Emmanuel emphasized the pivotal role of environmental management and data-driven strategies in fostering sustainable development and comprehending the operations and functions of environmental systems.
It has been recognized, or some may say arguably, that halfway through the 2030 agenda for sustainable development, the world is probably not on track to achieve the sustainable development goals. How do we know? In the foreword of the data strategy of the Secretary General for Action by Everyone Everywhere, Antonio Guterres, Secretary General of the United Nations, states that data permeates all aspects of our work and its power, harnessed responsibly, is critical to the global agenda we serve. Environmental management plays a crucial role in sustainable development, and understanding how environmental systems work through the availability and use of data and information will lead to better positioning for the future we want. The acquisition and analysis of environmental data is becoming increasingly valuable to decision makers in all sectors of society for a variety of reasons, such as to evaluate the degree of compliance for private sector, to build awareness for civil society, for better understanding of its interconnectivity to human health and well-being, to analyze trends and increase understanding through science, and for more science-based policies by the public sector for effective and transformative governance.
Emmanuel added that the initiative, financed by the Global Environmental Facility and which is focused on integrated water, land and ecosystems of SIDS, commenced its implementation back in 2016. Its primary objective is to bolster the sustainable provision of ecosystem services and bolster contributions to socio-economic activities.
The JEF-funded Integrated Water, Land and Ecosystems Management in Caribbean Small Island Development States, also known as JEF IW Eco Project, began implementation in 2016 with a long-term goal to enhance the sustainable flow of ecosystem services and their contribution to sustainable socio-economic development in the Caribbean through the application of appropriate solutions, proved integrated management of water, land and biological resources. United Nations Environment Programme's Caribbean Environment Programme, UNEP-CEP or CEP, and the Caribbean Public Health Agency, CAFA, are co-executing agencies with the OECS Commission as joint implementing agency for component 3 of the project with CAFA, under which a regional environmental monitoring data portal, or REMDA, was developed.
Head of the Environmental and Sustainability Division at the OECS Commission, Chamberlain Emmanuel, you're tuned in with Q95 News. Dominica's NGO sector stood out at a seminar in Trinidad and Tobago, organized by the United States Forest Service as part of its Natural Infrastructure for Caribbean Resilience, NICAR, program. Representatives from the Dominica Red Cross and the Anse Kunari Tourism Association, ACTA, were among the attendees, showcasing Dominica's commitment to environmental conservation. Hasten Bogono and Ken Leslie represented the DRC, while Malcolm Abrahams represented ACTA. The representative shared some insights into the support received by NICAR to undertake initiatives on the island.
I am Malcolm Abraham. I'm the president of Anse Kunari Tourism Inc., also known as ACTA. Okay, so ACTA is a community-based group, non-profit organization, and our purpose, whereas we deal with matters to do with tourism, but we also deal with matters to do with disaster. For example, with the NICAR project, we are from the east coast of Dominica, Castle Bruce, and because of the NICAR grant that we received, we paid concentration on the Good Hope area, that's not too far away from Castle Bruce, because it's a disaster-prone community, And we received funding from NICA, and that went towards the purchase of plants. And also, we also got assistance from them to help the farmers to plant the reforestation project, really, to get trees and also plants to help with lands slippage, etc.
Dominica Red Cross is primarily a humanitarian organization, and so our focus is protecting people and making their lives better. One of our aims or our focus areas include disaster management, and that involves areas of mitigation and preparedness. So the NICA grant was quite instrumental in helping us implement one of our interventions in the Taro area, which was a reforestation area. Jumeria, we lost a lot of our forest cover, and so that grant was quite fitting in helping us to reestablish that forest, not just only for hurricanes, but fire hazard, which the community is also prone to.
Okay, for the NICA program, I will let you know one of the aims of that project was to mitigate fire, because in that area, every year they seem to be experiencing bushfires. So one of the aims also of the Red Cross is to help in disaster. And as we know, a fire is a land disaster. And the Red Cross came in and got assistance through NICA to implement some of the proper fire practices to help to sort of mitigate the fires in that area particularly.
You've just heard statements from Hassan Boguno and Ken Leslie of the Dominica Red Cross, and also Mr. Malcolm Abrahams of ACTA, all speaking on the NICA program. The debut Commonwealth Ocean Ministers meeting is slated for April 19, 2024 in Cyprus, themed Our Resilient Common Ocean from Cyprus to Samoa. This gathering is a response to a call made by leaders during the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting, SHOGUM, in Rwanda in 2022, urging collective action for the conservation and sustainable utilization of oceanic resources. Expected to draw government ministers and senior officials from Commonwealth nations, the meeting aims to amplify member countries' voices on ocean-related matters. Although coastal states represent 49 of the 56 Commonwealth members, all countries rely on the ocean for trade, transportation, resource accessibility, and security. During the Cyprus event, Commonwealth ministers overseeing ocean affairs will convene to outline principles, priorities, and actionable steps for a Commonwealth Ocean Declaration. Moreover, they will chart a course towards adopting the Declaration of SHOGUM 2024 in Samoa. Commonwealth Secretary General, the Right Honorable Patricia Scotland, stressed the ocean's pivotal role in sustainable or sustaining livelihoods, food security, economic resilience, and trade. However, challenges such as climate change, sea level rise, acidification, biodiversity loss, overfishing, and plastic pollution pose significant threats to marine ecosystems. Recognizing the imperative for collective action, the Commonwealth Ocean Ministers meeting aims to place ocean conservation at the forefront of Commonwealth initiatives. And the Electoral Reform Coalition, ERC, says it is encouraged by the recent announcement by Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit that the revised electoral legislation will be presented to Parliament before the next budget debate. However, the Electoral Reform Coalition remains concerned about the statements of the Prime Minister, which tends to threaten the Dominican population into accepting what appears to be his legislation prepared by his team of experts, led by his Attorney General. While the identity of his electoral reform legislative team is yet to be revealed to the citizenry, any attempt to go to Parliament with unacceptable legislation is unacceptable, and any such threats will be vehemently resisted, the statement says. After more than 15 years of manipulating the electoral process, to ensure the Dominica Labour Party's victory at the polls in 5 general election cycles, broken promises of electoral reform to the population, denying the Electoral Commission the necessary resources to execute its constitutional responsibility, using the Attorney General as a spokesperson for the Dominica Labour Party, and dissolving Parliament to call a snap election the very day Sir Dennis Byron submitted his report and draft legislation on November 6, 2022. The report says Prime Minister Skerrit has demonstrated bad faith and total disrespect to the Dominican people and has proven himself to be untrustworthy. The Electoral Reform Coalition is now intensifying its efforts to ensure that Dominica receives the type of electoral legislation it deserves to guarantee free and fair elections for the present and future generations. The ERC calls on Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit to 1. Immediately make public the composition of the so-called team of experts who are preparing the revised electoral legislation and broaden its composition to reflect the views of all sides of the political spectrum. 2. Allow representatives of the opposition and civil society to be part of the review committee. 3. Recuse himself and all party operatives from the electoral process. 4. Allow the Office of the Attorney General, supported by professionals and experts within the society, to guide the electoral review process independently. And 5. Allow for an uncontaminated consultative process of the legislation, free from the political interference witnessed in the Labour Party consultations of August 2023. The ERC says electoral legislation is for Dominica and Dominicans, free from political party influences, and all efforts must be made to prevent Prime Minister Skerrit from using the electoral process to perpetuate his grip on power, which he says, or which he appears to be intoxicated and is trying to usurp the will of the people to elect a government of their own choosing after 25 years and an economy that is now on the brink of collapse. The statement goes further. The ERC takes this opportunity to alert the Dominican population that Wednesday, May 29, 2024, marks the 45th anniversary of the unfortunate events of 1979, lest we forget. Director General of the OECS, Dr. Didacus Jules, underscores the limited awareness in the Caribbean region regarding the adverse impacts of forest destruction on ecosystems. He referenced a publication from the FAO that stresses the urgent requirement to enhance forest management institutions to bolster resilience in their operations.
Here in this region, there is a very limited understanding about the consequences arising from the decimation of forests to our ecosystems, to species diversity, and ultimately to human life itself. The FAO publication series, Forests and Climate Change in the Caribbean, over 4 periods, identifies the urgent need for strengthening the forestry sector of the region. It specifically indicated the need for strengthening forest management institutions to enhance their capabilities to effectively respond to climate change, to assess and share knowledge on the climate vulnerabilities of forest goods and services that support rural livelihoods, as well as to strengthen technical expertise, methodologies, processes, and organizational capacity for resilient forests. However, official development assistance is very limited for the Caribbean forestry sector when compared to other environmental sectors, and even less so for capacity building. There is a greater focus on general biodiversity conservation and climate resilience. Finally, as a region, we cannot adequately focus on biological conservation and climate resilience if we do not have enough forestry and wildlife specialists and experts at the discussion table, as well as in the field gathering evidence.
And that was Dr. Didacus Jules, Director General of the OECS Commission. This is Q95 News. St. Lucia's Minister for Commerce, Business Development, Cooperatives, Manufacturing and Consumer Affairs, Emma Hippolyte, led a delegation of public and private sector representatives from St. Lucia at the 8th Inter-American Dialogue of High-Level MSME Authorities and Conference on Expanding International Market Opportunities for Micro, Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises, MSMEs. The conference was held in Washington, D.C. from March 13th to the 14th, Minister Hippolyte participated in a panel discussion addressing the challenges faced by women-owned enterprises and emphasized the pressing need to provide them with access to finance. Over the 2 days, participants engaged in networking and discussions relating to financing, digital transformation, technical support, and other opportunities aimed at enhancing the MSME and broader business ecosystems in the Americas and the Caribbean region. The popular, much-traveled Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, Maryland, collapsed on Tuesday around 1:30 a.m. after it was hit by a container ship. A massive search and rescue effort is now underway. Officials say at least seven people are missing. Two have been rescued, one of whom is in serious condition. Sonar has detected multiple vehicles in the water, Maryland Governor Wes Moore said in a statement that he had declared a state of emergency. The Singapore-flagged ship, named Delhi, was bound for Colombo, Sri Lanka, but is now wedged in debris from the bridge. The crew members, including two local pilots, were not badly hurt, and all have been accounted for.
To the victims of this tragedy and their loved ones, all of our hearts are broken. We feel your loss, we're thinking of you, and we will always be thinking of you. We pray for the construction workers who are on the Key Bridge, and we pray for everyone who has been touched by this tragedy and their families and all of their loved ones. But Maryland, we will get through this, because that is the Maryland spirit, and that's what Maryland is made of. So in the face of heartbreak, we come together.
That's the midday news for today.
Top of the hour.
Here's a recap of our headlines. Pastor Matthew Ogiest asks Dominica's judiciary to embrace justice when executing their duties and reference the collapse of Haiti's society and governance
right on.
In the absence of morality and justice. Now, Commerce Minister Emma Hippolyte led a public and private sector St. Lucia delegation to the 8th Inter-American Dialogue of MSME Authorities and Conference on International Market Opportunities for MSMEs. And rescuers in Baltimore, Maryland are searching for 6 persons who are still missing. After a container cargo ship hit and destroyed the much-traveled Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore early Tuesday morning. The news brought to you with the very kind compliments of Quartz Dominica Limited. I have been your presenter, Richie Ferrall.